From February the 26th to April the 23rd, 1977, the work From a Coded World by Stephen Willetts took place in Perivale, a suburban residential area in West London. The work, the latest in a series of projects by the artist, involved members of the local community who were asked through a team of project operators to respond to problems concerned with models of social organisation and behaviour. The models moved from authoritative hierarchical structures through various stages to more participatory and cooperative modes, described by the artist as the counter-consciousness present within the culture. The following programme comprises of recordings made periodically throughout the operation of the project and present differing perceptions of the work by the artist, project operators and participants. During the first week of the project, the artist explains the fundamental concerns of the work From a Coded World.
One of the fundamental concerns is to demonstrate that an artwork can operate within the interpersonal fabric of society, within a community, to try to develop a kind of externalised social practice for art that's based on an interactive model of communication. The other objective of the work concerns its actual role and operation within a particular context, and this forwards a model of consciousness which I would identify as that as the counter-consciousness within our society. This consciousness is built around a cooperative, mutually based type of consciousness, a kind of interactive network. The work forwards, in fact, four states of consciousness. It leads its audience through four different ways of seeing other persons, four different ways of seeing other persons within their own community and by inference society at large. The first of these states is called the authoritative state, the authoritative structures. And this concerns what I consider the predominant consciousness within society. This is the deterministic, unidirected relationship between persons. This is then modified in the succeeding states through consultative structures, associative structures, and finally the cooperative structures. So we have this sort of development through time of where this unidirected vertical structure is gradually collapsed into a sort of net-like layer structure.
How is the work formulated?
If you like, three agents constitute the work, which sort of interrelated agents. The first of these, and perhaps the most important, is what I call a symbolic world, which evolves through time and is the context in which the four states of consciousness are forwarded. In other words, the work itself forwards as a kind of prescriptive or formula-like type of consciousness. So the symbolic world is used within the work to lead the audience through these different ways of viewing other persons. Now, within the symbolic world, if you like, the symbolic world is inhabited by a group of persons called symbolic group. And this sort of territory and the persons that inhabit it are used within the work to present a sort of parallel world to that of the audiences. And this is very important to the other agents within the work. In other words, a world in which is familiar and similar, but is removed enough to enable the audience to access that, I mean, to free themselves from the sort of latches, the perceptual latches that they have within their everyday world. The second agent are a series of problem situations. If you like, this symbolic group inhabit a symbolic world of problems. And the problems which are in fact developed in the form of questions, because implicit within the questions the idea of interaction, these problems are the sort of mediating agent between the reality of the audience and that presented within the symbolic world. The problems are used as a way of externalising the implicit representations of the audience have of like structures within their own reality. The third agent is a sort of public register or register of responses to these to the problem situations that are encountered by the symbolic group. The symbolic world itself is actually set up as a series of displays. And these displays, there being four, each one being related to one of the states of consciousness, are set up around the neighbourhood in which the work is to operate within. And it's important that the displays are integrated within the kind of neighbourhood environment that the work is to function within, the community context. And in fact they've been set up in a variety of locations. These displays are roughly sort of 48 inches wide and are sort of photographic prints, on which are shown pictures of the symbolic group in everyday situations, and underneath these pictures are a problem. You know, a problem is given as a sort of question about how you perceive these situations.
Can we talk about the work's duration now? You know, how does it operate throughout its duration, and you know, how long does the work in fact take?
The work is centred on a particular community, and this is this particular context. And this is the context of Perivale, an area of Perivale, which is in fact geographically isolated from other areas by canal, railway, nature reserve, and car dumps and things like that. And within it there are a variety of sort of resources that can be used within the work. Now within this context, the work evolves through a period of 8 weeks. And the community, i.e. the residents and people that work within this area, form the audience of the piece.
Yeah, so the project in fact operates over a period of 8 weeks.
It evolves through 8 weeks. I mean, there are three main stages here. I mean,
could you describe the states?
The first one is where the project is introduced to the community. Now this is in itself is until two parts. The first is a small neighbourhood leaflet that was set up different, you know, around the area in shop windows and the community centre, people's front windows and so on. This was left up for a week to build up some sort of some anticipation of the fact that the project was starting. The second week was where a group of people that are helping me as project operators on the piece went around the neighbourhood and in pairs. They were each given a number of streets to look after throughout the duration of the work, so that they can sort of identify with that particular area and get to know people in it, which is very important in terms of people's participation in the work. This is where people introduce the work to the residents through literally knocking on people's doors in the streets and then describing the piece and asking people if they want to participate and so on. So really this is the first part of the work. The second part of the work is where the four displays are set up and throughout the neighbourhood, you know, because present the four states of consciousness that we were describing earlier.
And the displays
to the residents.
The displays are changed weekly.
Yeah, the displays are changed weekly. I mean, there's four of these. Each one's up for a week. At the beginning of the week, people are given the response sheets in which they can record their solutions to the problem situation shown on the problem displays. At the end of the week, the top copy is collected, participant keeping the carbon copy on their file, and the top copy is then taken to the local library, which houses the public register, which is two large boards measuring sort of, I think they're 10 foot by 6 or something like this, on which these response sheets are pinned. They're pinned in layers, so they're four layers, finally. The last stage of the project is when having gone through the four problem displays, and these are then removed from the neighbourhood, the public register is left up for a further 2 weeks.
During the second week of the work, project operators were in the process of gathering participants by calling on local residents, going from door to door, within their designated project area, which usually consisted of between three and four streets. The first project operator now describes the initial reaction by householders to the project. The recording was made in Perivale Community Centre, one of the project centres. on a very busy Saturday afternoon. I asked, how long did you spend with each person you contacted?
Varied considerably. I mean, either a couple of minutes, in which case that was it. Other people, I was invited in a couple of times, in which case it took much longer. And not didn't always mean that you were actually that people were going to take part. They were asking, particularly older people, were keen to have someone to talk to in the evening. But I guess about between probably 4 and 5 minutes for those that decided they wanted to do it. So not all that long, really. And people seemed to understand. In fact, you could tell from their responses that they'd actually understood the fundamentals of it in a basic kind of way, not in that.
Even though they weren't in any sense connected with the art community?
Well, I think, yes, particularly because they weren't connected with the art community, because it seems that it's much more straightforward, in fact, for people who don't have an idea of what, or don't have a preconception of what art should be. Mm. And the one case who was very dubious of it as art, showed me a painting by his father in the hall, which was a kind of row of Tudor houses, and said, well, this is what I call art, you know, but I'll do it all the same.
So what was the predominating sort of reaction once you'd knocked at the door and you went through the process of explaining it, and presumably on that basis?
Slightly reserved kind of interest, basically, for the first time. A couple of people were very enthusiastic, but that was not the general kind of... The general tenor was, you know, well, I'd like to have a go, but I'm not quite sure. And a quite interesting reaction from... I mean, one gets an insight into, very quickly into the kind of household that is behind the door in a quite extraordinary way.
So was the reaction from house to house very different?
Yes, I think it was, yes. And even more so in a way when I went back last week to give out... Do you want to go on to that? To give out the first sheets, in that quite often the person I'd spoken to initially wasn't there. And so I spoke to somebody else, and there was an amazing kind of husband-wife relationships. Like the husband saying, well, she doesn't want to do it, she can't possibly understand what it's all about, in an amazing, domineering kind of way. And the woman actually being very interested in it, and was obviously rather timid, but actually quite interested in doing something off her own back. And so one got the most amazing kind of, you know, very quick, well, probably preconceptions, really.
Another project operator, again recorded at Perivale Community Centre, describes his experience in introducing the work to residents.
People varied a great deal from house to house, and also from street to street. I was operating on two streets, and there was definitely a big distinction between the one street and the other. We got far more participants from one street right next door to another one than we did from the other one. You know, they were parallel. It was sort of the minute someone came to the door, you kind of immediately made assumptions yourself as an operator as to whether you thought they would accept it or not. And more than not, they proved correct, although sometimes, you know, very interestingly, they were completely not correct at all. For instance, at one point we saw someone through a window who we, just judging from sort of the way he looked, the way he was dressed and everything, we didn't think he would accept at all. And when we did actually knock on the door and he answered, he was very, sort of, very willing to accept, very interested in it. And he, you know, sort of responded in a way that, in a completely opposite way from how we imagined. With other people, they'd come to the door and they would stand in such a way that you could tell they weren't interested right, you know, to start with. They wanted to get back to whatever they were doing. They would usually sort of hold the door slightly ajar, you know, or lean on the door, or lean forward, or they would stand in various ways that you could tell they weren't really interested. And others would simply have, you know, they would open the door completely, lean against the door post and simply listen to you, and would take in the information, and invariably, if they would listen for more than 2 minutes without saying anything, they would invariably accept it. As I say, they varied a great deal. In other cases, people would... I only had one case where someone immediately thought that we were selling something, and the first question she asked us, you know, while I was talking, she stopped me and said, look, what are you selling? And as I explained that we weren't selling anything, and the more I convinced her that it wasn't a question of selling, I think more interested she became, more willing to listen she became. You know, it was sort of perhaps a pleasant surprise to her that someone had come to the door not to sell something to her. As it happened, she herself still didn't accept, though, but her husband did. You know, she said her husband would be interested. As I said, there was a big difference from one street to the other, and we just couldn't see any reason behind it at all. The sorts of houses they lived in were identical. Obviously, in terms of their jobs and class systems and everything, they were, you know, identical in that way. The only maybe slight factor could have been that there were more Indian families in the street that accepted people as opposed to the other one, and Indian families tended to be very responsive and willing to accept, be interested in doing it. It would be interesting to study why that was. You know, I have my own ideas.
What was your particular experience while you were explaining in detail the aims of the project and the fact that it was an artwork and, you know, the way in which it would operate?
Yeah. I felt that as I was explaining to people, they weren't taking in a great deal of the actual information I was saying, because they would always ask questions afterwards, and the sort of questions they would ask were things I'd already told them, but they hadn't actually taken in specific details of information. What they seemed to do was somehow build up a kind of a general picture of what they thought it was about.
When the project had finished, two participants also agreed to record their responses to being involved in the work. I asked about the first problem state.
The first one, well, when I first looked at it, I thought, what's it all about? But once I actually committed myself to paper, it was easier. You know, the first time, it's actually getting up the nerve to commit yourself to paper, if you know what I mean. But once you had answered the first one, then it was better. And once you'd sort of began to understand that they didn't want the same answer, that it wasn't like a survey and there was a right answer, that you just put what you thought, then I got on better, you know. Because I think at first I looked at it and thought, well, what is it they want? And I was looking for the right answer. But then as I realised there wasn't really a right answer, then I did better, you know, then I got on better.
Yes, and there was this final sort of stage of each sort of problem where you were...
Oh, relate it to yourself.
Relating it to your own
experience.
Yes,
I wasn't so keen on that. I thought I might be revealing too much of myself, to be honest. But, I suppose I just put what I thought mostly. Really?
Did you in fact compare, you know, your responses to responses of other people?
Only to the pictures. You know, when we were outside, we discussed the pictures, but not the last couple of questions where it said relate to yourself. Then we didn't really talk about that. Mm. We just looked at the pictures and said, "What do you think? I can't see that man in the laundrette," and things like that. You know. But
what about the public register?
Oh, I went down and had a look at that. We had a bit of a laugh, actually, over some of the answers. And we noticed on the one about the management, everybody had disliked the management. I couldn't find a nice answer about the management on that one.
So that there were things that, you know, some of them you were able to sort of feed with your own experiences.
Yeah.
More than others.
Yeah. Mm. Some seemed to relate more to me than others did. Yeah.
What about the second sort of state where... You know, you were examining clubs and colleagues and friends and
yeah.
so on in the second one.
I can't really remember what I did for that one. Let me see. Yes, it's the one, isn't it? Yeah. Oh, yes, it's how people got together, wasn't it? Consultative. Well, I found it quite simple, really. To do. Where it said something about the director and how does he show he's in charge and things, I think we all agreed that he sat on a bigger desk and things like this to assert his authority and things. It was quite easy, the second one. I found that much easier in the first one because I'd got going then.
did you think that, you know, the project drew attention to these areas, social involvement and so on, that perhaps...
Made you think about it.
You hadn't thought about it quite in that way before, or that the thoughts hadn't been kind of structured in the way that the project structured.
And I didn't really realise how differently I saw things to other people until you go down there and you look at their answers. And you think, no, I don't agree with that. You know, then you notice that other people are obviously seeing it differently than you do. I think it showed that up. I think it helped that you didn't have to put your name on it, because then you thought, well, when it goes up there, they're not going to know that's me, said that. I definitely think it helped that you didn't have to put your name on it.
And what about the next state, which was the associative one, the neighbourhood and community?
Well, I thought I ought to know that one more, working in the community centre. I thought, I should be able to answer this one. Yes, it was... I haven't seen the responses to this because it was over Easter that they went up, wasn't it? People are quite interested in community and social gatherings in the community, I think. You seem to get a good response to that sort of thing, don't you? People get on with their neighbours.
And the fourth one, which was the cooperative.
Yes, now that was the one I found the most difficult. But I honestly think it was really the way it was worded that made it different, and I couldn't see what he was getting at.
Were the parts of it that you found kind of clear and straightforward?
Yes, a couple of the questions were all right. As I say, the one that said what conceptions of the group would result from members involving themselves in each other's problems, I didn't understand what he meant by what conceptions of the group would result. I didn't understand what he meant there. And if it had been put more plainly, he probably would have got an answer out of me.
Do you feel that you somehow or other got something from being involved?
Yes, I think so. And it makes you, as you say, it makes you think about what's happening. And you stop and think, well, why do I want a community association, and why do I want these things? You know, I think it has made you think about it, which probably you just sail on, don't you? Not taking much notice of what you're doing. And, yes, I think it was quite good, actually. And got people talking about it.
What, friends and neighbours?
People doing the... When you're standing by the board, especially in the community centre looking at it, people come up and say, well, what do you think? You know, mostly about the pictures, as I say, and not as regards the responses to themselves. But I think people got talking about it and said, oh, no, I don't agree with that.
Seems to have had, you know, quite a local impact, in it?
Yeah. I think it has. I think people have got more interested as it's gone on.
In contrast, another participant examines his responses to involvement in the project.
Well, at first I didn't really understand what it was about, and I went along to see the display notice boards. The first week I went along to the outside notice board, but I'm afraid as it was a fairly cold March day, I got put off. But from my first ideas of it, it seems that it's asking us how we view other people and how we also view ourselves. That's my first sort of views of it.
And, you know, what made you decide to participate in the project?
I thought at the time I was getting in a bit of a rut at work. And I wanted to see how I viewed other people and how other people might view me and situations.
Where did you, in fact, look at the problem displays? Was it in the streets or in the library or community centre?
In the library. I had time to actually look in them at them in depth. Well, the first problem, problem one, I assumed that person A was a student, which I am, I'm a postgraduate student, so I related that to myself and my environment. And it's saying, how can person B help person A in his career? I'm assuming person B is his wife or his fiancée or something like that. Problem two, this is mainly to do with work, as I see it. They're both going out for some sort of sport after work. Problem three, this seems to be a household problem. Problem four is it seems to be bringing home problems from work and overburdening the partner, really.
So, in a sense, it's a kind of a symbolic world. Did that make it, you know, easier for you to, you know, detach yourself from it and to, you know, make observations and, you know, personal kind of statements about, you know, your feelings?
Well, from the pictures, you can derive anything, really. It all depends how you view it. I just looked at it, you know, as I normally look at things. Actually, looking at the second week's the answers other people gave, I see they actually saw different things in the pictures and in the situations. I found that some of the answers some other people gave are very brief, and they're more like questions. They were saying why this, why that, and they're not actually telling anything about themselves, really, and not actually answering the problem. I used to go to the library a lot at college, and used to read the books on self-analysis and what a person is. And I think this helped to define it more precisely.
Can we, since we started talking about it, the difference between your response to the problems and other people's responses, what were the kind of main ways in which your responses did differ? I mean, and were there any that really were very different and surprised you?
In the second week's
work. Yeah.
Not in the second week, as much as in about the third or fourth week, when they started looking at situations with three or four people, with a sort of person who's a leader and such like. I think then they differed. I started to see that some people, it looked as though they were managers or bosses, and other people were sort of servants or people who worked for them.
Yes, and moving on to the third relationship.
This I related to my colleagues at work, really, especially the problem five and problem six. I go to lots of meetings with my supervisor. And I related problem six to a project which I'm working on at the moment. I've got a colleague who's working with me, and we have more or less weekly meetings. So I more or less saw myself and other people in that.
Should we move on to the next one, which is the fourth one, which is to do with cooperative structures?
Yeah, this is related to work as well, really, and cooperation. And also to friends, really, I related it to. Cooperation between my friends.
What about the way in which the whole project kind of moved through from very sort of rigid or authoritative structures towards cooperative structures?
The first ones are fairly rigid. I think in the latter ones you could more or less derive what you liked from it or what you could see in it. I tended to relate them to my previous experience. I didn't really see in them anything which I hadn't felt or considered before.
What about the community aspects of the work?
I don't really know how many people went along to the library or the centre to actually look at the responses, but I think it would give an insight into other people's ideas and how other people view oneself, which can't be a bad thing, really. Because people tend to get very tied up amongst themselves, and they've got a set idea of how they want their life to run, and other people tend to get in the way sometimes. That does happen, especially at work, I find, anyway. Other people have got very rigid ideas, and they don't tend to move them very easily.
Now back in the artist's studio in Paddington, after the project's operation, two more project operators described their reactions to aspects of the work, starting by remembering the initial responses to the project by possible participants.
Well, it seemed to vary very, very much between the two different streets that one was going to, different doors. Again, generally the sort of younger people were much more interested and sort of wanted the project explained in much more depth, and the older people had a sort of very definite weren't interested reaction towards it. And it also various things like sort of the Indian families, of which there were a lot in one particular street, seemed to be very interested in the whole idea and wanted it explained to them, whereas the sort of English families tended to, again, not be interested.
What were the comments by participants that were interested in participating, when you'd actually handed them the project file and then went back to collect the first set of responses?
Well, a lot. There were a lot of questions, obviously, about the first display boards and the photographs on them. There were there's quite a lot of discussion at that point that I thought perhaps would take place later, at the very end of the project more. You know, the sort of conversations would actually build up, but in actual fact, it was really the first time that one went back that the sort of questions really came up. And any discussion in my particular streets took place. Whereas I'd expected it to, you know, build up as one went along, as the displays got perhaps a bit more complicated.
So, in fact, people's involvement altered over the course of the project?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Again, with this discussion with participants, I experienced discussions initially, and then afterwards I sort of didn't really experience it any at all, which was, you know, people would again take, most of the people in my area would take the question sheets and just give back the ones that they completed, and that was as far as it went, really. They seemed to sort of treat it fairly straightforwardly, but they were quite curious about what was each week, what was actually going to happen to each one, and whether, you know, how many people in their area had filled in the sheets, and sort of in their particular street they were interested in the other participants. That was quite interesting.
I think at times that did become very obvious. Like, remember the moments when it was quite sunny and one was walking down, let's say, one of the Launceston Gardens or somewhere, and various people would be washing their cars or they'd be out in the front gardens, and they could see you crossing the street, and so by that stage they knew which houses you were going back to, and so they could see, you know, number 17. I mean, you know, that they knew who else was taking part by that stage, and they obviously found it rather fascinating to know that. Though, against that, perhaps, it was interesting that many of them were not very helpful about putting up a poster in their window. They didn't themselves want to identify to the public, to the other people in the street, that they were taking part. I find it wasn't until actually the last time I went round that I actually did get invited in to someone's house. And in fact, it wasn't in the area I'd originally started in. I was covering someone else's area to collect response sheets and then got invited, and then had an extremely interesting and positive discussion with one of the participants about his involvement and what he thought about it, and how he'd got involved and how it had developed.
As the project proceeded, I mean, did participants, you know, talk more about the public registers and about the problem displays?
Yes, they seemed to sort of quite look forward to seeing that, and sort of kept questioning one about quite where it was going to be and what form it was going to take, and sort of how long it would be before they could see other people's responses. Again, the question about the posters was the same in my streets, although people were interested if you know, Mrs. So-and-so over the road was actually participating. They wouldn't actually go as far as putting up a poster themselves, but they were sort of asked each week how many people were becoming involved in their particular street.
I think people certainly enjoyed, or were very interested, to go down to the library, and once the public register really got going, which I suppose wasn't until the second, third week of them people filling in the response sheets. By that stage, I think a significant number of people who were participating had been down to the library and had seen what else other people had written, and it probably must have, in that sense, affected what they wrote themselves. And although they didn't talk about it in great depth at that time, they'd all said, oh yes, went down to the library, went in there. One or two people, in fact, actually filled in there, they took their whole project file down to the library themselves. I mean, they went there with it in order to fill it in from the display, from the project display that was at the library as well, so they could both look at the public register and fill in the next week's lot of response sheets. So I think it did sort of turn over like that, or continued between people.
So participants' involvement really did sort of develop then over the duration of the kind of four-week middle bit where problem displays were changed on a weekly basis. I mean, did you feel that participants' relationship to you as a project operator changed as the thing proceeded through time?
I couldn't help but notice that between the first week and the second week, there was a big leap forward. I mean, by the time the people did the second lot of response sheets, they really did seem to, this was reading them through, did seem to have found a deeper involvement. But after that, it seemed to be quite consistent that they, people perhaps found for themselves, or most people found for themselves, a level at which they were going to do it. And this may have been simply that they allocate a certain amount of time. They said, I am going to give this 10 minutes, I am going to give it 15 minutes, I am going to fit it in on Wednesday evening, or whenever it is. And they got already into a routine about it. But that routine must have been changed by the questions.
Could we talk about, you know, your sort of attitudes as project operators? I mean, what was the difference, say, between your perception of the work prior to its operation and then once it, you know, had taken place?
Well, to begin with, I got involved in the project for various reasons, because I was interested in the ideas behind it in theory, and I thought one of the only ways of really understanding it, perhaps, was to participate, either as a participant in Perivale, which was impossible, or as a project operator, to really experience it, to understand it. So that was the sort of attitude I went into the project with. I also hoped that I would strike up conversations with people.
I think I had probably very similar reasons for starting, i.e. I wanted to try and understand the work, and it seemed like the best way of understanding it by being a project operator. But I think both one's ideas and one's spirits rose and fell a lot through the project. And I can remember feeling after the first night of going round, trying to introduce the work initially to people, door to door, and having Steve said, oh, well, you'll probably get one out of two, and, you know, like the first 12 doors all said no. And at that moment one felt extremely despondent about the whole thing. But of course by the end of the evening one had actually got 10 people, the one had got as many as one wanted.
What was it like actually, you know, going to Perivale? I mean, what was the environment like? How would you describe it, and being in that situation, being involved in the sort of thing you were involved in, that is, knocking on doors and talking to people that were, I suppose, strangers?
You start off very nervous, and certainly with a partner, one was saying, Hilary and I were saying between us, I'll do the first one if you do the second one, and we'll take it in turns. You know, you ring the bell and I'll start speaking, or I'll speak the first bit and you speak the second bit. One was finding methods of making oneself do it, because one was nervous.
To begin with, I was extremely nervous with my partner, especially as the first day we went out. The first 10 people refused or something like that in one street, and we felt very despondent, and the weather too, of course, raining all the time. But the next day we went out and sort of another dozen people, you know, the first sort of every other door was sort of accepting and being very interested, so one's spirits rose again. It was very much like that.
Now the artist evaluates the operation of the project, its implications and effects on the local community in Perivale.
One observation that just comes to mind straight away, and I think that's the most important observation one can make, is the way in which the work was integrated into the community and taken up by the community itself and used by the community. Another observation is, of course, how closely the actual performance of the work really did match the sort of theoretical model of the work, which is very interesting. I mean, that it seemed to sort of adhere to the mapping of the work as a sort of theoretical state. In terms of practical operation, it was also very interesting the way that project operators got very involved in the piece and not only continued, became very dedicated almost to the continuance of the work. Finally, when looking back at the work, one must go back to the involvement of participants. And here we have a number of things that we're discussing. One is the depth and extensive nature of responses. Now, with earlier works, such as the West London piece, which at the time, it should be said, the one hadn't had any really other pieces to measure it against, the response we got was from very simple, direct questions that dealt with the physical world. Now, with From a Coded World, we had very much more complex and ambiguous types of problem situations that related to a symbolic world, again, which was ambiguous, in the sense of using black and white photographs and models and so on. This the idea of the parallel world. Now, this seems to have generated very much more complex types of responses than that from West London people. And it does seem to be a factor that the parallel world provided a context in which the participant could release themselves from, you know, the latches that they, or the perceptual locks that they had within, you know, in their dealings with the world around them. So it seems that people would be, you know, able to become more free in their responses than if they just viewed others around them directly. Again, looking at responses, the other thing that comes up is the, what I would call the depth of the kind of conceptualizations that are dealt with. In other words, the acts of remodeling. And this again is very interesting. Not only have people written a lot, as it were, physically, and one can see the sort of how they have become involved, but looking at the responses, one can see the kind of prescriptive element within them, which is interesting. Well, also, I think that one thing worth again mentioning is that the work involved a very representative cross section of the community, that all sorts of people took part in the work. I mean, all sorts of nationalities, all sorts of age groups, all sorts of professions, all sorts of occupations. And this again shows that the work was accepted not just by one part of the community, but by, you know, got into the fabric of life in parallel.
I mean, what were the things, you know, being discussed, because you were a project operator as well, weren't you, by participants as the thing proceeded? You know, what kind of questions were asked? What sort of, you know, issues were raised?
Well, I think at the outset the problem was not only understanding the concepts, the intentions of the work, you know, its functions in terms of the context, i.e. the Paraday context, but the actual procedures, seeing that it worked. I think actually that those two things should be separated. I think that if a person understood the concepts and intentions of the work, they generally would say that they wished to participate, but the continuance of participation was based on how well the model that they constructed of the procedures of the piece matched their actual experience, if you follow what I mean. I mean, they were also, yeah, that they, when they went along to a problem display with their file and so on, they felt that, you know, how readily they were able to deal with the problem display, you know, how well it had been explained to them and so on. And generally speaking, when people had seen the three-element work, i.e. the problem display, they'd made their responses on the file and then been to the library to see the public register and seen all the other responses, and only gaining confidence in terms of, you know, the work, the model they built up the work actually operating in reality, but they were able to look at their responses against those of other participants and so on, and this helped people enormously develop their own responses. And again, it seems that people were very much more extending the kinds of conceptualizations they made as the piece developed, and in talking about it, they seem to be able to talk about implications of the work as the work developed, which is kind of interesting. You know, they began to themselves think of how the work could be extended into the community, to the extent that one participant was talking about that when the work had terminated, that perhaps the community should set up their own work, you know, kind of comparable piece. Because they, in this particular case of this woman, she felt that the actual effect on the community was important.